Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Jeremiah, this is Gary Johnson. I got a letter from y'all. I might be able to get a loan, a reservation number if you need it.
Yeah, go ahead. What is that number?
2311-2301-0006-8759.
You said 8759 with the last four?
It was.
Okay, let me pull that up real quick. 6 8 7 5 9. Okay, let me repeat that to you. See if I got the right one. I got 2311. 2301-0006-8759.
Correct.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. And your name, sir?
Jerry.
Jerry. Johnson. Jerry Johnson. Okay, Jerry. Hey, Jerry, what's a good number that you're calling from right now in case we get disconnected? I can call you right back.
662-418-8753.
8752? 53. 53, okay. Okay, so I got 662-418-8753. Okay,
yes.
And Jerry, what's the name of your business?
CTJ Logging.
CTJ Logging?
Yeah, Cat Tom Jerry Logging.
Cat Tom Jerry Logging, got it. And how would you structure your business? Is it a LLC?
Yeah, we recently put into an LLC.
Recently?
Just in the past couple months.
Okay, how long has it been?
Sole proprietorship since 1985.
Okay, so what was it before that?
Just an individual owner. I owned the whole thing, sole proprietorship.
Oh, you were a sole prop, but you just transferred to a LLC.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Jerry, why don't you tell me a little bit what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can help you out.
Well, I just need a little capital right now, just working capital, you know, $46,000 probably, somewhere in the neighborhood of that, whatever I qualify for.
Okay.
Pay back pretty quick.
Okay, and let me ask you, what are you going to be using the 40 to 50K for?
Well, I don't know how y'all do it. Mainly I need to add a few things to my business, and then I need some working capital.
Okay, so you're looking to add maybe a little some pieces of equipment. Or no, you just need cash flow.
Possibly a little piece of equipment. I could just use cash flow.
Okay. Got it. Let me ask you, how soon are you looking to bring it on, Jerry?
Well, as soon as possible, really.
Okay.
Let me. We're coming out of a real bad wet winter, and my cash flow is starting to run down a little low. I need to make a few repairs and get some things so I can, you know, in shape so I can really try to go with it right now while I'm
Yeah, definitely.
Up until December, you know.
We have
a lot of problems from December. Usually only lasts about 3 months. It lasts about 6 months this year.
Oh, man. So the weather kind of has messed you guys up.
Ungodly wet weather. It went winter and a wet spring.
Okay. Yeah, I just helped out another logging company having the same issues up in Texas. Okay, Jerry, how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It was probably excellent in December, but it's getting a little weak right now because I'm behind a few payments. And, you know, matter of fact, this is the first time in many, many years I've been behind a payment on anything.
Okay. I appreciate the honesty. And it's not a problem. We're going to try to get you put in the right direction here to where you'll be able to pay those back bills there. Let me ask you this, Jerry. What did you guys do last year in sales?
Last year was kind of slow. I hadn't even done last year's taxes yet. I think around 500,000. Year before that, around 950, I think.
Okay. Okay. But you said you haven't filed last year's taxes yet?
No, I have not filed P15.
Okay. Did you get an extension?
I did.
Okay, good. You do have 2014s, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys don't. How long you been in business for? I know you were saying since '85, right?
I started logging in 1985. I've been in the timber business ever since I got out of high school in 1970 in some form of forestry, sharp pulpwood, buying and selling or whatever. And, the market's changed and we had to go for some medium three link logging. So that's what we started in '85 and I've been in ever since.
Okay. Well, how long has it been actually structured as a business under you?
Since 1990 or 1991, something like that.
1991,
okay. Well, actually, since 1985, I guess.
Is when it was a sole prop?
Yeah.
Okay, 95, 05. So over 30 plus years then.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Jerry, are you the full owner of the business or is there someone else?
No, I'm the full owner.
Okay. And you guys don't take credit cards as payment, right?
Do what now?
Do you guys take credit cards as a payment from your customers or do they pay you like cash or check?
No, we get paid with checks.
Okay.
We have receipts and we turn out what we take as the receipts, whatever you want to call them. We produce each week up until, each week and a few, like on a Wednesday of the next week before we get paid. Sometimes it's a week later. If we start a new track, a new job, it sometimes holds us a week behind. But normally it's only like 2 or 3 days behind.
Yeah. Okay. Have you gone to like your local bank to kind of see if there's anything they can do for you? Have you tried that?
Well, yeah, I tried a bunch on a piece of football here about a month ago, and they had told me that turned me down on that. So if I went, you know, got them caught back up a couple months, about 3 months, they'd find me back fine again. Yeah, I've got a good relationship with my bank. Right now, they just the way banks are. And
Sure. Well, we sounds like we can definitely help you out. Do you have any current loans out right now, Jerry, or like working capital loans?
No.
No. Okay. And okay. Good. Good. And what do you think? What do you think Plan B is going to be if you're not able to get this loan? Do you have something in the backup?
I'm going to try, keep trying. Somewhere somebody's coming to leave for a something.
I understand that. Well, you don't need to do too much shopping around because I know when you shop around, it kind of pulls your credit. The good thing about us, Jerry, is that we're kind of
I did a loan here a month or two ago with one-way funding, and they approved me, and I was hesitant to do it because of the interest rate and all. And when I called them and said I wanted to do it, and they found out I was a sole proprietorship, they said if they didn't, their people didn't do, unless, you know, sole proprietorship, didn't it? So
what
or knock that in the head. And I just got this letter here, you know, and I thought I'd call you. So if that was all the reason they claimed if they didn't go through with it.
Okay. What did they approve you for?
40,000.
Okay, and they said that they weren't able to give it to you because you were a sole prop?
That's what they said, so they've been they had lost some money on some people like that because, you know, people go file bankruptcy or whatever after get their money. And
yeah.
They just lose their money. They didn't have collateral or whatever. It was one of them kind of loans. Well, at that time, I really wasn't in, need the money as bad as I am now, but they were going to like to do it in a weekly payment. I was going to pay back 1 year, Yeah, I can get $40,000. They're gonna get I believe it's at $1,000 a week. Or maybe $1,000. Anyway, I was going to end up paying them back like $55,000 or $58,000, somewhere they were at.
Okay.
They're going to take it out weekly, every week. They just so much out.
Okay, 55 to 58K was a payback. Okay. But that didn't end up going through, right? And who was that with?
One-way funding.
One-way funding, okay. Yeah, you know, I've helped out multiple logging companies, so I know that just from experience that I should be able to help you out.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we should. I mean, just kind of based off your sales, Jerry, I can probably get you anywhere between 40 to 60,000, similar to what you were able to get with One Way Funding. Currently, right now, how are your sales for this year? How are your bank deposits looking?
So far, we've been running around 40 to 60,000 dollars in the bank right now this year.
Okay. Okay.
Like I say, it's been kind of slow. It should be on up there about 70, 80 here. Once we get slowly here.
Okay. Do you have a what are you paying there for rent for your business?
What am I paying?
No. What's your rent payment for your business? Are you running out of your home?
Yeah, I'm running out of my home.
Okay.
But
so do you?
I own a shop. I own a shop. It's a land and an office. I'm running out of it.
No, I know. But what do you pay for your rent or your mortgage right now?
My home is paid for.
Oh, it's paid for. You don't have anything.
No, one of them's paid for, and I have a home equity loan on one of them. That,
what's the address that you have on your business?
1573. No, I think it's 31 Pinnacle Point, Cradle, Mississippi. But it's a
okay.
Business, really. What happened was, let me tell you why I said, we were in South Mississippi working, and that's when I moved down there, so I moved all of it down there. But it's always been, we worked down 5 or 6 years, and then the market got really bad down there, and we moved it back to my home place in Maple, which is 1587 Turner Road, Maiden. And that's where the business actually originated, and that's where it's working from. Now I had to come back to this area to work and found a property up here and another home that I never did sell. It's
okay.
My old home place, you know, it's just not a sale.
Okay. Well,
I took a heck of a job down in South Mississippi, a good job, and she got our grandkids are down there, and so she's not planning on coming back up here no time soon. And so we just traveled back and forth.
I see. Okay, so the address that's on the business, what is the rent on that one, or the mortgage, or is that one paid off?
That one's paid for.
The one that's attached to the business?
No, it's not paid. No liens on it. No.
Okay, so it's paid off though?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Great. All right. Well, Jerry, you got a good email that I can send you the application so you can send me the documents I need?
You know, I do, but I'm out here in the woods right now, and I don't have it with me. My daughter-in-law's email we use, and I will have to get that to you. Either call you tomorrow or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, give me a call, or you don't have... What's a good cell phone number to get a hold of you? Is it the
662-418-8753? Yeah.
Okay, because
hold on. Hold on. Can I remember? Oh, what's up? Hey! Oh, I got some better than that. Cut some limbs off that wood now. Green shit. They don't buy that shit. That blue shit. Go ahead now. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Jerry.
Send a load out here. It'll probably get rejected. I got to get them to get it right.
I understand. So I just need that email so I can send you the list of documents that I would need to get you the approval here for this money. Okay. You don't know that off the top of your head?
No, it's Crystal. Hold on, man. I might have it with me. Hold on one second.
Okay, no problem.
I'm sorry, I just don't have it with me.
Okay, that's all right. Do you want to call me tomorrow and or tonight? Can you get it to me?
Yeah, tonight I can. It'll be like 7 o'clock when we knock off out here.
That's fine. You could leave me a message. Let me or I can call you tomorrow and get it from you. But if I don't receive your message tonight,
I'll see that tomorrow.
Okay. You want me to call the 662-418-8753?
Hey, you might accidentally get up with Crystal. I'm sure she'll give it to you. Tell her I said it was all right.
Okay.
Her number is 601-270-2831.
Okay. Let me verify that with you. I got 601-670-2831.
601-270-2831. That's right.
And that's Crystal?
Her name is Crystal. Right.
Okay, and that's your daughter-in-law?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and I'll call her and get the email, and then I'll send it over to her tonight.
That'd be great.
All right, Jerry, and then if not, I'll give you a call tomorrow to let you know what's going on.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, Jerry, thanks for calling in. Bye.